Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, before I talk about a pet food pantry, as Mr. Schwani mentioned, I was out of town at a veterinary conference, and then we spent a couple days visiting friends in Florida. And really, I was concerned as to whether I could make it back or not, because there were so many flights canceled. What was it, Friday, right? But we did make it back yesterday, in fact, without a problem. And the airport was surprisingly not all that crowded on the Chicago end of it. So I'm grateful to be here. Good morning to you, 19 minutes before 7 on 720 WGN. And before I talk about a pet food pantry, there are a couple things I want to mention. As it's ironic that the day that we're talking about a pet food pantry, there were several recalls of pet food. Raws for Paws is one. So if you know anyone who uses, or you yourself typically buy that food, please check out my blog. I will tell you how to get there in a moment, because it has all the details. I mean, I can't read all these codes on the radio. It would take too long. You wouldn't be able to write them down. So rather than do that, just look online. And again, I'll tell you in 1 second where to go. Also, I woke up this morning to another recall also. I will post that a little later. Now, both of these recalls involve what's called raw food diets. And I will tell you, I'm not a fan, and I know I'm upsetting a lot of you just by saying that, but the truth is, the Food and Drug Administration's Centers for Veterinary Medicine isn't either. And at some point over the course of the next couple of months, I want to talk with their director on the air. I've talked to him off the air about this, and I said, you know what? You have this based on science position. I think you ought to talk about it more publicly. We would help pets. I mean, people can still buy what they want to buy, but there are reasons for these things. And in fact, most of the recalls, statistically, get mad at me if you want, I am just talking about data over the past several years have been raw food diets. And yet many people, not all, but many people who have gone to raw food diets have done so because they somehow feel there aren't as many recalls. So there are, in fact, more of them. So you can read about the recent one, Raws for Paws, and the other one that I'll be posting in a couple of hours at my blog, and that's stevedale.tv, where you can always get the latest in pet news all the time. On the telephone right now is Dara Salk. Dara Salk is involved with a pet food pantry, Friendship Pet Food Pantry. Good morning, Dale. Dara. I'm Dale. You're on WGN Radio. How are you?
Good morning, Steve.
Well, tell me about this pet food pantry. I think that we're surprising people. I would assume that many don't even know that Friendship Pet Food Pantry even exists. So tell us about yourself. Well, not yourself personally, but about the pet food pantry.
Absolutely. Well, there are several pet food pantries in Chicago, and we're there to help people hold on to their pets during, you know, difficult economic times. So sometimes it's people who are on fixed incomes, like Social Security or disability, or they're unemployed or underemployed. And we don't want to see any more pets either tossed out or taken to already overcrowded shelters. And so that's what we do. We give people food and cat litter for their pets so that nobody has to go hungry at night.
Well, it's everything you said is true, and it certainly does perhaps lessen the number of animals in shelters, which is a very good thing, and sometimes saving an animal's life. Because at a shelter, sometimes you just don't know what's going to happen. Although Chicago, incidentally, it's some people don't believe it, but our numbers, meaning the number of animals that are released alive and well and healthy, and ultimately through a rescue organization are adopted from animal care and control, now equal or in most cases exceed most other communities. And people still have this image of this reputation from 25 years ago of Chicago animal care and control. It's vastly different. But yes, you don't want the animal to land at a shelter. That's important. But to me, what's even more important is you're able to keep families, because pets are members of the family, you're able to keep families together.
People will give up their own food. They won't get their medication. They'll do whatever it takes to keep that family member with them. The pets are beloved, and for so many people, they're their only family. So anyone who loves pets knows what you think about and feel about your own. So that's why it really does feel good to help keep families together.
Indeed it does, and you have a big event coming up, I know. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about more of ways in which people can help. Maybe donate some pet food. Donate, you mentioned cat litter, and I know that you sometimes provide cat litter and dog and cat toys as well. So I want to talk about that when we come back on WGN. I also want to talk about this. So I was out of town. I had been writing about some major issues concerning the Animal Welfare League of Chicago. And there was an event held locally in Chicago Ridge, which is the suburb where Animal Welfare League of Chicago is located, one of the two locations, actually. The other is on South Wabash in Chicago. And I would have gone to this if I had not been at this veterinary conference. However, if you were there and can report what happened, I need to know. 312-981-7200. Or if you have a question about Pet Food Pantry, 312-981-7200. Good morning. WGN Radio, we're talking with Dara Salk. Dara is with Friendship Pet Food Pantry. Also, 312-981-7200. You can text, you can call Animal Welfare League of Chicago if you were at that meeting that I wasn't able to attend, and can give us an update on the radio. I would love to hear it. Some concerns about their facilities, particularly the one in Chicago Ridge. Dara, I do have a text here, and I must say it is a very good question. Where is Friendship Pet Food Pantry, and how does it work? Do you just walk in the door, or what? So thank you very much, whoever texted me from 630, because I failed, but now I'm asking.
Okay. We serve anyone who lives in Chicago the third Saturday of the month at 2733 West Lawrence Avenue. The only prerequisite is that you live in Chicago, and by the second visit, we require that you either show proof that your pet is spayed or neutered, or we can help you make an appointment at one of the low-cost clinics in the city.
All right, so tell me about, I want to support the Pet Food Pantry. I'm thinking there's two ways you can do it. Anytime, you can probably, I'm guessing, drop off food or toys or cat litter. That's one option. And the other is to attend a benefit that you are going to tell us about now.
Yes. For the past 4 years, we've held a once-a-year fundraiser called For the Love of Pets, because it's right around Valentine's Day.
Aww.
This year. Because we love our pets.
Yes.
And people, whether they have pets now or they had them as children, they remember, you know, they know the love, and they're willing to part with a few dollars in order to help us with the mission. We have very, very low overhead. We're part of the Friendship Center, which has a North Park facility, and we operate out of the Lincoln Square facility. So we're very, very fortunate that they were, they acquiesced to take us on. So we're a program of theirs. So this Friday night, from 7 to 10, we're having, an event called For the Love of Pets at Beguile Brewing, which is at, Kyler and Ravenswood. It's on the second floor. It's a wonderful time. We have a little silent auction. We have a raffle, all the wine and beer and little plates you can enjoy, and it's really a lot of fun for everyone.
Okay, so Beguile Brewing, is at 1800 Collier Avenue. It all begins at 7 p.m. And there'll be raffle and, as you mentioned, lots of beer, bites to eat, an opportunity to help pets is what's most important. There'll be
and a special guest.
And who would that be?
You.
Oh, okay. And I will be there. I'm honored that you asked me. So thank you. And I guess I'll be talking for a couple of minutes, which I'm happy to do. There'll be all sorts of gift packages, including excursions, which includes a private sale on Lake Michigan for up to five of your friends. So I hope you consider supporting this very important organization, Friendship Pet Food Pantry. Where is the pantry itself? Again, give us the address.
2733 West Lawrence Avenue.
All right. And for further information, you can check out my blog, which describes it all, and that is stevedale.tv. I do hope to wish you, all of you, a happy Valentine's Day on Friday, as I will be there. For the Love of Pets is the name of the benefit for Friendship Pet Food Pantry. Dara, I thank you for all you and all of your colleagues do.
Thank you so much. You do so much for all the pets in this country. You're a treasure.
Thank you very, very much. It's like a Cracker Jack box, I think, and I'm the treasure inside that. That's about all I'm worth. Thank you so much.
I also appreciate your getting the sane word out about what goes on at Animal Care and Control, because they are angels down there, the work they do.
Well, you're right about that. So since you brought it up, I'll talk to you about it in a moment. I think that they're, you know, we are entrenched in our beliefs sometimes, combined with if there are one or two people. That's the thing now that happens. You know, because of social media, and traditional media can play a role in this as well. And it's typically about politics, and which I will not talk about. But if someone writes in social media, blah, 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 then blah, 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 blah becomes the truth. And, you know, I don't typically, I guess I'm delving into politics. I don't agree with Donald Trump about very much, but I believe he just tweeted about this. And, you know, it is a concern to me that people's, their careers, their lives, individuals or organizations can be impacted by what begins with a little bit of snow and it grows larger into this giant snowball and gets larger and larger online, and then people buy into it. And one example can be what goes on at Animal Control. The truth is that when you look at the data, you look at the numbers, you look at the statistics, we're doing great in Chicago.
Fabulously well.
Yeah.
It's really amazing to understand what an open center is. They must take every single pet that anyone walks in the door with or is picked up off the street.
And that's the law. And that's probably and that's probably a good thing. We don't want dogs and cats roaming around more than we have too many cats outdoors as it is. But nevertheless, we don't want that. So they're brought in. They must be, by law, to Animal Care and Control. And then Animal Care and Control must find a home for them indirectly or directly. So you can go there and adopt an individual animal. And what I mean by indirectly is they work with so many other shelters, and now all these rescue groups have heroically come in, and they're finding homes for these animals. But it all begins with Animal Care and Control.
Yes, there are about 200 nonprofit shelters and rescues that come in all the time and, you know, take the cats and the dogs that they know they can foster care and then or put into their shelter system and then adopt out. So it takes a village, and it starts at Animal Care and Control, and it's very transparent. You can see the numbers, you can walk in, you can volunteer there and see what's going on. And the love that is shown to these pets who really, through no fault of their own, need a new home, it's amazing the work they do.
I couldn't have possibly have said it any better myself. You're right. Thank you so much, Dara.
Thank you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you. And again, that benefit is going to be held this Friday night at Friendship Pet Food Pantry. Actually, the benefit, happily enough, is at Beguile Brewing, which is 1800 Collier Avenue. Pets aren't like family. They are family, as we've been talking about. That's why doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always there when you need them. They're located at the corner of Belmont Western and Clybourne. MedVet provides emergency, specialty, and critical care 24/7. Every day of the year, they are always there. MedVet is a certified VECCS Level 1 Trauma Center, American Animal Hospital Association accredited referral hospital. That means the most comprehensive and compassionate pet care. You can learn more, and I hope you do. Write down this phone number, 773-281-7110 or medvetforpets.com. Again, that phone number, 773-281-7110.